Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Karen Jolis-Slikowski with Warren County Conservation about safety outdoors this winter. Winter is here. People still like to come out and enjoy the county parks. So what should people keep in mind if they're going to be out walking on the trails or out in county parks when there's going to be snow and colder temperatures?
There's a lot of things that people should keep in mind when they're going to be outside in the wintertime. First off is to let someone know where they're going to be going and kind of what time they're going to be coming back. And then they should always carry their cell phone and snacks and water with them. It's very easy to get dehydrated in the wintertime. And then it's a good idea to always check the weather like a few days before you're going out. And then also check the weather just a few hours before you go out so you can plan and prepare in case anything has changed.
Well, I did want to talk, okay, I'm in the park, it starts snowing, I'm not quite sure what's going on. What is my best course of action if something does start to happen when I'm already outside at this point?
If you're already outside, you might want to get back inside to the car where it's warm, or hopefully you've already planned ahead and you've prepared and you've dressed properly by layering for the outdoors.
Well, let's talk about layering. What should people wear and keep in mind?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things to keep in mind when you're layering your clothing. You want to avoid cotton clothing because then when your body warms up and you sweat, then cotton tends to just kind of take in all that water as a sponge, and then you get chilled when you're outside. So avoid cotton if at all possible. And then dress in layers. So you want to start with a base layer. And your base layer is designed to wick sweat off of your skin. So that means like having a long underwear on for your top and your bottom. And then you can get material that's synthetic, and it comes in midweight, and then other weights, or polyester, nylon, wool, or silk are also good materials for that first base layer.
All right, so we've got the bottom layer covered. Let's continue. What should I keep in mind for next?
So then your next layer should be your mid layer, and your mid layer is to add warmth, and that's the insulating layer. So this is what's going to actually keep your body warm and then also protect you from the cold. So that could be like a lightweight fleece or a heavier fleece if it's super cold outside.
And then the outer layer, I'm assuming some of the bigger coats I've seen, I guess, elaborate a little bit more on that.
Yes, then the outer layer should be your last layer, and that's the one that protects you from the wind, from the rain, from the snow, and just like the brisk temperatures that may be out there. And basically, you're right, the puffier, the bigger, kind of the better, the more warmth that it is. But you also want to make sure that your outer layer, you can still move around in it to do the activity that you want to do.
For those people who have planned ahead, I guess, a little bit, what are we talking about in terms of what time frame they can be out there, and what should they keep in mind if they're going to be out on the trails?
As far as time frame goes, it depends on like your activity and how long you want to spend out there. But if you get stuck out there, it's always a good idea to have extra layers maybe in your backpack that you can put on, or have extra emergency gear with you, or a blanket, something that's lightweight, just to keep yourself warm. Because you want to make sure that your body's staying warm, and then providing that you have that water with you, that's also great to keep you hydrated. And just getting someplace where it's warm, or getting under some type of shelter if you have to build one, if it's an emergency situation.
All right, well, what are some of the more popular spots here in Warren County that people should maybe if they wanted to get outside and enjoy some of the trails and county parks?
Sure. All of our county parks are wonderful in the wintertime. I know the Annette Nature Center is great to come out because you can see the pond with the ice on it and hike up to the tower. It's also really great to go snowshoeing here. Lots of hilly trails, things like that. Otter Creek is also another really great place to go. And then Grant Park.
All right. Well, I know that the Annette Nature Center puts on a lot of activities during the winter with some snowshoes and stuff. Where can people find more information if they wanted to join some of those winter activities and maybe learn a little bit more about our local area?
Yeah, all of our Warren County Conservation Board programs are listed on our website at warrencb.org. And then they can also call us if they have other questions, and it's listed on Facebook as well.
Once again, that was Karen Jolis-Slikowski discussing safety outdoors in the winter. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.